Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Did God make people gay? Should there be any distinction between male and female? Are there any functions which might be different between the two genders? Well, I have here an article by the Catholic News Agency dated May 20, according to which a victim of the clergy abuse crisis who met privately with Pope Francis, told a Spanish news source that the Pope told him to accept himself and his same-sex attraction because God made him that way. And then the Pope was quoted as saying the following, "You are gay, that doesn't matter. God made you like that, and he loves you. And I do not care. The Pope loves you as you are. You have to be happy with who you are." The article goes on to say that the comment is controversial because it evokes a theological debate about the causes of homosexuality. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states that homosexual acts are, quote, "acts of grave depravity. Tradition has always declared that homosexual acts are intrinsically disordered. They are contrary to the natural law. Under no circumstances can they be approved." The Guardian, English paper, added on May 20, "It is not the first time it has been suggested Francis has an open and tolerant attitude toward homosexuality, despite the Catholic Church's teachings that gay sex and all sex outside of heterosexual marriage is a sin. The new remarks appear to go much further in embracing homosexuality as a sexual orientation that is designed and bestowed by God. It suggests that Francis does not believe that individuals choose to be gay or lesbian." And then it also says that Francis made similar comments in private in the past when he served as a spiritual director to gay people in Buenos Aires. Is that God's viewpoint? Is there a different role when it comes to certain functions within the marriage? We recently just observed an interesting wedding ceremony in England. And during the ceremony, vows were exchanged, but the bride didn't say anything anymore about obeying her husband. That was totally left alone. Also in England, interesting developments occur regarding the gender-neutral requirements in advertisement. Daily Mail wrote on May 17, "The Committee of Advertising Practice is considering introducing rules that could effectively outlaw characteristics such as boys being daring or girls being caring in advertisements." Vetoed was the following: Aptamil baby milk advertisement that showed girls growing up to become ballerinas and boys becoming scientists and rock climbers. Other notions on the endangered list for advertising include women not being able to park cars and men failing to change nappies. Some big brand names have already taken voluntary measures to end what they see as gender stereotyping. One TV ad used to show a mother and daughter in the kitchen. Now they show a father and a son. What is the truth? What are the right values? What are the wrong values? Is it true that God made men and women to be gay and lesbian? Or is there a choice involved? What about these advertisement rules? Do they make sense? Do they make sense to you? What about vows not being including certain very typical declarations as between a husband and a wife, which were traditionally always used? Should that all be abandoned? Is there no more a right or wrong standard? I believe that you need to really think about this because this world is becoming more and more liberal, especially the Western society, in quote-unquote values, to the point there are no more values, there are no more standards. But does that excuse us as Christians to follow that trend? We have prepared a free booklet, God's Teachings on Sexual Relationships. It goes into all these questions I have just raised and many more. It's absolutely free, and I would encourage you to ask and request a free copy. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.